Today is March 1st, 2015. I'm Fred Jones, and I have the privilege of speaking with Catherine. And Catherine, what state are you from?
Massachusetts.
Catherine is from Massachusetts. And Catherine, what's the name of your brand? What's your programs? What's the name of your main program?
Virtual Styling.
Virtual Styling. Okay. Virtual Styling. Beautiful, beautiful. I had the privilege of working with Catherine, recently. Catherine participated and assisted me in hosting a virtual retreat entitled Write That Book. The truth of the matter is, it was Catherine's idea, and Catherine encouraged me to do it. And I didn't have a clue of what I was doing, and she helped me with the backstage work. She set up the lead pages, the email, the promotion, the graphics, even down to the copy for the event. And I'm grateful for that. And so Catherine participated. And so I wanted to talk with you, Catherine. Catherine, tell me how long, or tell me about the desire in you to write a book and what made this such a passion for you, because you're passionate about me making this happen. How long, talk to me about the desire and what it means to you to become a published author. Are you there?
Oops, sorry, I was talking. Sorry, yeah, so thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm glad that I get this chance to try to explain how it feels. It's kind of hard to put into words. I knew that if anyone can help me actually finish a book and publish it with you, that's why I got on you, and I have seen you, and you're just good at what you do. So I knew if anyone could do it, it was you. But I also knew there were other people out there that needed the flexibility of writing their book quickly, doing it from the comfort of their own home, and just finish it, because authors are people that are not known for their sticking through it, right? So I knew that you could do it, and I knew that if you got some support, you know, it was not that difficult. It was really just believing that you had something to share, and that there were people out there that needed it, and I was right. So I got to participate as part of the exercise, and I had some content, and just be honest, I just got so inspired through all the coaching calls that I decided to write from the heart, from my soul, really, and I wrote new content. That day, for 8 hours, I wrote new content that came out to be 19 pages, okay, of really stuff that was deep in, that was, it packs a punch. So it's 19 pages that you have to kind of digest page by page, because it comes from the heart and it comes from my faith. And I felt comfortable, and I felt that I was able to really share who I was. And you created that environment for me. And to put a dollar figure on that, it's really impossible. When I saw my name and had the book and the date that I was going to be published, and that was accomplished in one day, with down to a title. I mean, you were so strategic to helping me how to lay that book down, how to write it, who I was going to write it for, and even with the name of the book, you just even gave us keys and ways to figure out how to name the book. So when I look at the book and I look at the cover and I see, and it has Catherine starring, and just to see that book was done, and it's a book that is going to change people's lives. So this is what it's all about. I know that's what you're about as well. That is, this is not for you. You can just keep putting those books out, like you just put them out like a machine, and they're coming out, and they're amazing books. But I knew that what you had could help other people do the same thing, and that's exactly what happened. And now Dream Big, 6 Keys to Stepping Into Your Calling, it's a reality, and it's out for pre-sale, and I'm just overwhelmed by the thought that I am a published author, and that I actually got to finish a book that matters and it's going to make a difference. And I can tell you that would never have happened if I hadn't participated on the virtual retreat a couple weeks ago.
So, Catherine, coming into the retreat, I'm going to want you to give me the name of your book again, because those who are reading this and are listening to this, I want to encourage them to go to Amazon and check it out, because they're going to go to Amazon and actually look up your name, Catherine Storing, that's CatherineStoring. They can look up your name and see, and they'll also see the date that you actually delivered this book. But walk me through that day. How did that day go for you from start on into the evening?
I got to tell you that I was nervous. I was very nervous. I'm like, what's going to happen? This is a big deal. You know, how he's going to set this up. And from the beginning, from the first coaching call, it was just like stoking the fire, if you will. You just gave us such an amazing inspiration in just sharing your heart and sharing, making yourself vulnerable, which really took the feeling of intimidation out, because you are an attorney, you're a professor, you have written so many books. And, you know, I haven't written any books. I have started books here and there. I have 5 chapters here, 3 chapters there, but I never finished anything. So to get on the call that early in the morning and just be put at ease from the beginning was amazing. And we just said, okay, we talked for about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and you send us on our way to write. And like I said, I was able to write new content because I was so inspired by what you shared with us. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to write this book. It has to come from the heart. And I am a woman of faith. And to be honest, I have been dipping my toes in the water little by little about how much I share about my faith. And reading your book, listening to the coaching call that day, inspired me to just dive in deep and share what God has done in my life. And that's why the book is called Dream Big, 6 Keys to Stepping Into Your Calling, because I am a called woman. And to be able to share that, it's scary. And to dream big is very scary. And I have been able to dream big, and my dreams are huge, to help people in a very big way. So to be able to lay that book in one day and getting step-by-step instructions, the beginning was go right. And then come back. And then we had a working lunch. And again, you came back with instruction and how to structure the book and inspiring us to write more. And you pushed me. I said, okay, I'm done. And he's like, no, you're not. You can write some more. You know? And that was just, you know how much we're able to give. So I could have stopped where I stopped. And he said, no, I think you can do more than that. You can do better than that. And I did. I went back, and there was more that I could say. And it was not fluff. It was not just adding more pages. He just knew that my story was not finished. And I'm glad that I listened. And then this is really powerful. I mean, the whole day was powerful, but to be able to go into KDP, you have inside knowledge that nobody else has. You really have figured this stuff out. You really know how to teach it, too, because many people know how to do something, but they don't know how to teach it. So you walked us step by step. I'm going to tell you, it's intimidating. It's very intimidating for someone that I am very computer savvy. You know that I know my stuff and I can do it backwards. You know, it doesn't matter. And to go in there, it was a world that I don't know. I didn't know that world before. And so many screens and, you know, what information I'm going to put there. And you are so patient. I told you this after the fact. You are so patient, explaining time and time again and saying why this and why not that, and just being so generous with your knowledge that we were able to walk through that exercise. And I have some questions just like the other people on the call. And once we got through it, it was done. We had our book done in one day. And I knew that if I was to write a book by myself, which, you know, I haven't been able to do on my own, and if I had to go to KDP and set up that page by myself without any of the secrets of the trade that you have developed, I wouldn't have published it. I would have been upset or gotten lost or gotten intimidated, because it is intimidating. But this stuff, the only way that I can say it is that you made it easy for us, easy to follow, easy to understand, easy to implement. So we laughed that afternoon, and I'm glad that I took a picture of that screen when it came up, and he said, this is when the book is going to be published, you know, Catherine Storing. I got to tell you, I got a little choked up about it, because it was something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time. And really, I know that there has to be a price that has to be paid, but to have that feeling that you are finally, after all this year, I mean, I'm going to turn 39 in a couple months. So since I was a young girl, I would say maybe since I was 15 years old, I wanted to write something. I've been writing my whole life. I've written plays, poetry, short stories, never published anything. And right before I turned 39, I write a book from the heart, and I publish it. I published this book, and it's a bold book, okay? The big title is Dream Big, and I just put it on the pages, and I put it out there, and even to knowing what the subtitle should be, that, you know, that this is strategic ways to do that, and you just didn't hold back. I mean, this virtual retreat, it's to me, if I had to pay $10,000, it wouldn't be too much. Just by the sheer knowledge that you share and the information that I have, to the point that I'm going to do it again. I'm already working and putting ideas together for the next book, and I'm going to launch it pretty much at the same time in May. I'm going to launch this book quickly, because now that I know that I could do it, and that I can participate in the next one, and that people need to hear it. They need to share. Now that I know that I have taught them what Dream Big is and how to do it, I'm going to show them how I did it. I'm gonna show them how I implemented the 6 steps that I told them about, and just share them step by step, because I feel that I'm inspired by how much you have shared with us. Now I feel that I want to share that with the world.
Awesome. Catherine, what would you say to aspiring authors, speakers, coaches, anyone out there who has a book in them and they're just weary from researching and looking around and looking for a coach or looking for somebody that they can work with and trust? What would you say to them now after going through this retreat?
I would say that, I would steal one of your phrases, it doesn't have to be hard. But
right.
It doesn't have to be hard. Writing a book is a very intimate process. I will tell you that I wouldn't share my heart or my ideas with anyone. And I feel at ease, and I feel comfortable and confident that what we have shared on that retreat stays there, and that you will take care of us. That you don't have to worry about anything, just show up. Just make the decision. I am going to invest in the people that I have been called to share, the people that I have been called to serve, and make the investment, because it is an investment, not only on yourself, but the people that you have been called to serve, and then show up. If you make the investment and you show up ready and willing to learn, by the end of the day, you are going to have a finished book that you're going to be proud of. And I just cannot stress enough, it really isn't hard. The caveat is, if you have the right teacher, if you have the right coach, it's not hard. By yourself, I can tell you, you know, it took me more than 20 years to do this, more than 25 years. It is hard by yourself. With the right coach, it's easy.
Yeah. Catherine, how you and I have known each other now, probably we met at a mastermind in February of 2014. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So it's been about a year and a month or two or three that I've known since we've known each other. But I want to say this, Catherine, you are an exceptional type person, in the sense that you don't mind rolling your sleeves up and doing the work. And the work is to do the writing and to open your heart up to share. And I just know that Dream Big, 6 Keys, 6 Secrets, give me that subtitle again.
6 Keys to Stepping Into Your Calling.
6 Keys to Stepping Into Your Calling. Wow, that just really fits you. And I just look forward to it, and I pray that all of those who are reading this or hearing this audio version of this interview will get a copy of your book on Amazon.com, Catherine Storing. Look for the author, Catherine Storing. And, Catherine, I know that you're going to help a lot of other people, and I just pray that you will remember the concept of worthology. Your value is unlimited. Your worth is without measure, but your price is what you're willing to accept. I pray that you would continue to raise your prices and don't be like me and give a whole lot of discounts.
Absolutely. I'm learning. The more my clients need of myself, then I realize that I have to step up my game, but that means that I also have to step up the prices, because when you charge more, people value it more. And I know that the virtual writing retreat, it's worth a lot. And I know that you're charging, you're getting there. As the more you do it, the more it's going to cost, because it's worth it. I don't think you can ever charge as much what it's worth, because the more you do it, you realize that this is something that you just cannot charge for. It's the ability to write that book. And that's what it's called, Write That Book Virtual Retreat, because we all have a book. You are called, and it's hard for us to sit down and focus on one thing. You know, we're just scatterbrained. We're on social media. We have to go to church and to work and do all this stuff. But to set aside one day to be taught by someone that had mastered, I mean, I know that you're very humble when it comes to this, but you have helped so many people and yourself become Amazon bestsellers. That's something that not everyone is able to do, and you figured that out. And you, the people that participate on the Write That Book Virtual Retreat, get that training, get that coaching. So to be able to be in the presence of someone that not only knows how to do it, but is willing to teach it to us, I mean, that's just a privilege and an honor to be able to participate, really.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. I appreciate you sharing. And this sharing your feedback on our virtual retreat, and I'm looking forward to your book. And I'm going to close out now. This is Dr. Fred Jones with Publish Me Now. This was an interview with Ms. Catherine Storing, the author of Dream Big, 6 Keys to Help Me Out.
Stepping into your calling. You got it.
6 Keys to Stepping into Your Calling. Thank you very much, Catherine, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.